I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Today we're going to go through the Gold Coast Titans and their best 17 for 2023. 2022, obviously a pretty disappointing campaign for the Gold Coast, finishing in 13th place with a record of 6-18. For me, going into last season, I was very worried about the Gold Coast Titans as far as the halfback jersey went. Letting Jamal Fogarty go, I thought it was a mistake from the start. To the Gold Coast Titans' credit, they had a plan to go in with all the young guys. It didn't work out, and they've rectified that. So credit to them. You see a lot of teams that refuse to change their angle or change their approach. They went out, they got Kieran Foran. So for me, I think that solves a lot of problems for them. Whether it solves enough problems remains to be seen. They've also grabbed Sammy Verrills, which I think is a fantastic get. I think he's probably the most underrated hooker in the NRL. So the Gold Coast Titans definitely on the rise with a heap of young guns coming through in this side as well. Things are looking better on the Gold Coast. Bringing in my 5'8", Matty the Water Boy. Welcome back, mate. What's doing?
What's doing, Guru? I mean, I think I agree. A couple of years ago, the Titans, when they signed so well and then they made the finals, they were, you know, a pass away from going into week two of the finals. Coming off that to last year was pretty disappointing for them. But you're right, I'm glad they've recruited so well this year. They've kind of been a little bit slept on how well they've recruited. Like, everyone's kind of talking about the Doggies and the Tigers. But, you know, getting Shop a couple of weeks ago, getting Verrills, who you say is underrated. Like, I feel like he has one of the sharpest passes out of dummy half. Like, him and Marnie are probably one and two up there, very, very close. Yeah, so hopefully the Titans got a bit better next year because I think they should.
Mate, I love the recruitment drive they've gone on, but the crazy thing is that, like, you look at the teams that are at the bottom of the ladder with them, Tigers, Warriors, Newcastle, Canterbury, they've all done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They've all brought so well, so it's going to be very interesting. I mean, I keep looking at all these squads and going, they'll improve next season, but they can't all improve at the end of the day. And I don't think there's enough teams on top of them that are going to drop down. So it is still going to be incredibly competitive there. And I really do hope the Gold Coast Titans do make a jump this season. Now, we're going to go through their best 17. We have got a couple of options in a number of positions and a couple of young guys we want you to keep an eye out for. Before we do dive into their 17, though, they've obviously released their new jerseys over the last couple of weeks. I absolutely love them. I think they look unreal. Our resident fashion guru up the back there, though, he's not as stoked. Put your argument forward, Matty.
I'm not really a fashion guru. If you look at my Instagram, I went to a boat party last weekend wearing my girlfriend's shirt, so I don't know if that
my girlfriend said, I swear to God, I've seen that shirt in shops that I go to. And I thought, yep. I don't know, Beck, I'm not going to comment on that. And I'm not going to call Maddie out on it, but she'll be stoked to know that.
Yeah, no, the buttons were on the right-hand side, which is quite weird, but I don't give a fuck. I loved it. It was good. What was I saying? The Titans jersey. Yeah, look, I understand why, like, the jersey, the design itself, and this is like nothing to do with the Titans or anything. It's just, there's something about a t-shirt or anything that, like, starts as one color and then, like, fades into another color, which I just don't like. Like, I used to wear that stuff when I was in uni, and that's
in the fuckboy era.
No. I was always a good boy. nah, like, I don't know. There's just something that turns me off about that. Like, obviously, I'm in the minority because I've seen the comments. A lot of people absolutely love him. And for what it is, the jersey's fantastic. But yeah, I just wish they go back to the Jetstar days. Those were the good old days for me. But yeah, look, I can't be too critical. It's probably the best jersey I've had in a few years. And I do like their away jersey a little bit more than the home one. But yeah, it's definitely not my favorite. I'm not as high on it as you are, Guru.
Yeah, I think considering the great colours they have to work with, they have come up with some absolute shockers over the years. I do like this one. But I agree with you. I think the old Jetstar, I wouldn't mind just seeing them wear a heritage jersey of that every single week.
Oh, that'd be so good.
I think that'd be unreal. Mate, should we get into this 17? Because it is a pretty impressive lineup. At fullback, Jaden Campbell, he picks himself there. I know there's probably more talented ones in the competition or, you know, ones that potentially have more promise or whatever, but, mate, I'm not sure if there's many more guys in this competition that look more natural with a football in their hand. He's just similar to his old man, but a completely different body shape, and the ball just seems to bounce to him, doesn't it?
When he's managed to get on the field last year and a bit, like, he's just always been such a delight to watch. It was a bit of a shame last year that he copped, I think it was a couple of injuries. I think he was out for extended period, maybe twice, and got back-to-back games together, but like had two big outs. So yeah, hopefully he stays injury-free this year and we get a full season from him, because Jaden Campbell, he's an absolute weapon. And yeah, I absolutely love watching him. There's just something about the little bloke just carving up the big blokes that it's just magical to watch.
And I think as well with Jaden Campbell, obviously, as Maddie said, did miss a fair whack of footy last year with injuries and whatnot. This year, I think in their halves and everything, they've got a lot more depth this season. So if something was to happen, I think they could cover that a little bit better than what they've been able to the last few seasons. But fingers crossed, Jaden Campbell, he can play out season 2023 and have a big one. Mate, when we get into the centres and the wingers, it should be noted, Brian Kelly, he is suspended for the first few rounds of the season. Paddy Herbert, he is injured. And as it stands right now, you guys might have more knowledge than us in the future, but Greg Marsiu, it's also reported that he's going to join the Newcastle Knights, potentially an exchange deal for Knights hooker Chrissy Randall. So
that hit me hard when you guys come in and told me that this morning. I hadn't heard that one, and I was a little bit surprised because I don't mind Greg Marsiu, but
yeah. I like Greg Marsiu. He's a very talented guy. Obviously, defensively, there's always been issues there with Marsiu. But fuck, if you can sort. I mean, going down to the Newcastle Knights, I remember the same thing about Dom Young only a year ago. So yeah, Hopefully they can sort him out. A very, very talented player, Marsiu, but
and a fucking weapon as well.
A fucking weapon. Yeah, hates a gym. Now, when we have a look at this back line, if we take into consideration that Kelly's going to be suspended and Paddy Herbert's injured, Kelly, he will be available in the first few weeks, but Paddy Herbert, he'll miss the first whack of the season. I think that the automatic is Aaron Chopp. I think he walks straight into this side, obviously coming up from the Canterbury Bulldogs. I believe that he will be right centre outside of Fifita and Foran, so I love that spot for him.
He's spoken about to reporters that he's keen to play with those two, so yeah, lock him in for a right centre. I absolutely love this signing. Obviously, No one saw it coming, but fuck, the Titans did really well here, because I remember watching him play for Illawarra, didn't he?
Yep.
Back in the juniors. Yeah, I think it was a game at Bankwest, the grand final against Manly. He was good that whole year, good that game. And then moved to the Bulldogs and impressed straight away. He's a fantastic signing for Gold Coast.
Yeah, when you go back and you have a look at that Illawarra side, they were stacked, absolutely stacked. And he probably wouldn't have been the one that you would have tipped to kick on the best out of that entire side, but he's done incredibly well moving up to the Gold Coast. We wish him all the very best. Brian Kelly, when he is available, I believe he will be left centre. If for the time he's not available, you might see a JoJo Fifita or one of these guys shift in. But at full strength, I think they have Brian Kelly on the left, Aaron Schopp on the right.
When Kelly's on, he's great.
He's sensational.
A couple of years ago, he nearly got picked for Origin.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not nearly for Origin, but like Freddie was definitely thinking about him. I remember hearing him talk in interviews. When Kelly's on, I really like him.
Yeah, Ballina boy, very, very talented, Kelly. Absolutely love him. Now, you'd have to assume that one wing will be JoJo Fifita. He really burst onto the scene last year. I think we're only scratching the surface of his abilities too. He featured in the Prime Minister's 13. Yeah, so he had a good game there as well. So really excited to see how this year plays out for JoJo Fifita. I think he'll lock down one wing. On the other side, you would have to assume Philip Sami. He probably takes that jersey. One guy to watch out for, Kaan Piera, hasn't played first grade yet. I've only seen some highlights of him, but Maddie, he is one fast motherfucker. So one to keep an eye on.
Love that.
I'm not sure what his heritage is. I think he's like half Afghanistan, half something else. A very unique heritage for a footballer. So very excited to see how he goes when he does get his opportunity. But yeah, I think it'll be Philip Sami and Jojo Fifita. Would you agree, Maddie?
Yeah, definitely think so. Did you see Philip Sami's Sam Verrill's video yesterday?
Yeah, I think I saw it. I think I was here when you posted it and played it 14 fucking times. I was sick of it before you posted it. Now, in the halves, obviously the star signing is Kieran Foran Foz. I believe he will line up in the 7 jersey, which means that AJ Brimson, he'll line up in the 6. I don't believe 5'8 is Brimo's best position, but I believe it is the best position he can play for the Gold Coast Titans as far as their squad goes. Would you agree, Matty?
Yeah, totally agree. And I was going to ask this before, but I forgot. So if Campbell does miss a game, are they going to pick someone else at fullback? Or are they going to stick with AJ at 6 the whole year? Because last year they fucked with it all year pretty much.
I would be very tempted to move Brimo back to 1 and then bring in Tanner Boyd, Sexton, one of those boys. But they have got plenty of options there. But yeah, I would probably move Brimo back there. What would you do, Matty?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it till this exact moment. But I just don't like the idea. I agree. I think AJ Brimson is a better fullback. But if you're going to play him at 6, I think you should just keep him at 6.
Just leave him there.
I don't know who you'd put in, though, at fullback if he... Who would they put in, do you reckon? Huh? Turner. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'm probably moving Brimo to fullback, to be honest with you.
Yeah, fair.
And bringing Tanner Boyd. But for the first time in a long time, the Titans have a lot of legitimate options if things do go wrong. I'm really hoping that we don't have to have this conversation about Jaden Campbell because I want to see him play a full season. So you'll have Brimo. He will play on the left edge with Brian Kelly and Bo Furmore. Foz, he will be over on the right with Fifita and Aaron Schopp, we believe. Forward pack. Pretty strong pack, just quietly, Matty. Low-key, good little forward pack. Up front, I would assume that Tino, he is the first picked forward. He will start in the front row. Yep. His starting partner... Mo Fotowaka, Joelof, Isaac Liu, one of these guys. I'd probably go for Mo Fotowaka. Probably didn't have his greatest season last year. Jeez, mate, I'll tell you what, 2 years ago, I thought he was going to be one of the best front rowers in the game.
Yeah, look, I think game one, 2021 Origin, he was the best player for Queensland. So we know what he can do. Mm. Yeah, you're right. Did have a bad year last year, but just didn't have the year that he had before. I think he might have got... a little bit injured just before Origin selection last year. I don't know if he would have made it or not. I think he did his hammy or something. But, yeah, like we all know what he can do.
Yep.
So him and Tino up front is a couple of weapons up there, which is good for Gold Coast.
Yeah, and I think like as we spoke about with the Roosters the other day, obviously this Titans front row group, it's not as strong as the Chooks, but I think they will change it around a little bit throughout this season. I think Tino will always be the first pick, but then Mo Fotowaka, Isaac Liu, Joel, if you can sort of exchange those guys on the wing, on the bench or on the starting side, and they'll be okay. Another big signing, mate, Sami Verrills. I know all talking about Foz, but fuck, it wasn't that long ago this kid was a first try scorer in a grand final, only 2 or 3 years ago. So I love Verrills. I think that Brandon Smith is a great signing for the Roosters. But I think there's a world where they might regret letting Sam Verrills go in a couple of the years, Matty.
Yeah, I agree. He was, as I said earlier in the podcast, like his pass out of dummy half is up there with the best of them. And we've seen what he can do. He's a premiership winner. He scored that try in the grand final. But obviously he saw Brandon Smith coming and he wanted to start. I guess like the Roosters, they do have Connor Watson as well, which is great. But Brandon Smith and Sam Verrills would have been a bit of yin and yang, which could have been good for him. But again, I'm not like Connor Watson's an absolute freak and he probably deserves to be in a starting 13 somewhere, but he'll play his role off the bench for the Roosters. So yes, maybe they will regret having him back, but they've got Brandon Smith and Connor Watson there. So
yeah.
I don't think they're losing too much there at all.
Yeah. I just think that the one that's probably the most well-rounded hooker is Sam Verrills. By a mile, though. So I think it's a really, really good get for the Gold Coast Titans. And I'm stoked for Sam Verrills to see him finally just own a 9 jersey and it be his. And I'll tell you what, Matty, it was probably the most frustrating thing of all fucking time watching Aaron Clark play hooker for the start of last year.
Oh, my God.
Just knowing he shouldn't be there. I feel like everyone knew he shouldn't be there except for the Gold Coast Titans staff, which was bizarre.
And then when he moved, he was almost the best player.
He was incredible. And I think that's the big thing about Sam Verrills is that You get him in there, it means Aaron Clark isn't playing 9 anymore. It means he's at 13. It means that Tino's not being fucked around in the 13 jersey anymore. He's in the front row. I think it sort of it pushes the Titans to pick the team for themselves, and I really like the way that they're going to line up. So Sam Verrills, I think he could be a really good shout for one of the buys of the season. I'm really excited about Verrills. I think he'll be great. Back rowers, these two pick themselves, Beau Thurmore, Fifita. Fifita obviously got all the talent in the world, an incredible player. If you ask me who was the best Titans back rower last year, though, I think I'm probably going with Beau Thurmore, to be honest with you, Matty.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And that's not even a slight on Fifita. That's just how good Thurmore just came out of nowhere and killed it all year. But on Fifita, I think having four in there is going to be the best thing for him.
If this isn't the year for Fifita when he's got Foz next to him, I'm a huge fan of Fifita, but I think if Foz can't get the best out of him up at the Gold Coast Titans, I think a divorce is probably on the cards, realistically.
Or just put him in the middle, change position, just something.
Potentially, yeah. But once again, I don't want to pay that much for a middle forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. But no, I have faith. I have faith.
Yeah. If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be the Foz, man. 100. So I'm going to back him in there. So Fifita, he'll be on the right. Beau Thurmore on the left. 13, Aaron Clark. We already spoke about him briefly, but I can't believe how much of an impact he had on this side. And I think that you also need to keep in mind that Aaron Clark, he obviously started the season at 9. I think what a lot of people sleep on when this happens to guys is that he had a hooker's preseason. Yeah. He's coming into this year with a preseason made for a 13. He'll probably be carrying a little bit more weight, be a little bit stronger, have a better connection with your Fozzers, your Brimos, these sort of guys through the middle. So I'm super excited about Aaron Clark. I really hope he stays injury-free throughout this year. I think he's going to be a key piece for the Gold Coast Titans. Anything on Clark you want to add in there, Matty?
Nah, he's found his position. I'm just glad he's going to stay there now. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
There's no reason, especially if they get Randall. There's absolutely no reason he'll go back to hooker.
No reason whatsoever. And even if they don't get Randall,
yeah,
you've exactly. got other guys there. Aaron Booth will come back from injury eventually. Tanner Boyd can jump in there. I think they just need to now say Tino's never playing in the 13 again and Aaron Clark's never playing in the 9
when
again.
Is Booth coming back? Because that was a shit injury. That was fucked.
It's been very unlucky, Aaron Booth.
I know, it's so sad.
You know what?
Comes back.
Yeah.
Strong.
In the nicest way possible, I wonder if Aaron Booth wasn't injured, if they would have gone and signed Sam Verrills this offseason.
Yeah, maybe.
If Sam Verrills does turn out to be as good as what I believe he can be, as unfortunate as it is for Aaron Booth, there might be a little silver lining there for the Gold Coast Titans. But once again, we hope Aaron Booth comes back at his absolute best, because when you've got two classy hookers like those two competing for the same spot, you're going to get the best out of both guys.
Yep.
Let's move to their bench, Matty. A few names here for the 14, but for me, I think it has to be Tanner Boyd. And we've been calling for a long time for him just to play in the fucking halves, let him play in there. He got his opportunity at the back end of last season. All of a sudden, the Titans kind of look like a football team when Tanner Boyd was playing in the halves. They've obviously got Brimo. They've gone and signed Foz, so I understand why he's not there. But I think he has to be in this team somewhere, Tanner. So I would have him on the 14, and he maybe plays a bit of 9, maybe comes on, plays a bit of 13. I'm not quite sure how it's going to look. If Verrills can play 80 minutes, I'm more than happy to leave him there. But I think Tanner Boyd would be my 14, mate.
Yeah, I think I agree. Obviously, you got Paul Turner as well, who came over from the Warriors. Yeah, who has also got big raps on him. But I think, to start the year, I'm going Tanner Boyd, especially because, as you just said, he covers a few positions and he's a safe option there.
Be interested to see what happens with Toby Sexton now. I mean, he was the future 12 months ago. And now we can't get him in a 17. And he might be behind Paul Turner for jersey 14 as well.
He's not my 14,
yeah.
Sexton. I think if he's going to play, he's given the 7.
But I also think, like, if Kieran Foran got injured in round 1, I think I'm bringing Tanner Boyd in.
Yeah, fair.
Tell you what, you don't want to be a halfback, young halfback on the Gold Coast with a lot of raps. It's got a bit of a curse to it, doesn't it, Matty, unfortunately?
Sadly, yes.
So that's our 14. We'll go with Tanner Boyd. I think that Isaac Liu and Jermaine Joliffe, I think they picked themselves on the bench as their middle rotation. Isaac Liu, we've got exactly what we expected we would get out of him. I think Jermaine Joliffe, though, mate, I think he's really come on over the last 2 years. I'll be honest, when I first saw him, similar to Beau Thurmore, I didn't know if he was going to play in first grade for all that long. I've been really impressed with him over the last year.
He's been good, but I want to go back to Isaac Liu. I think he was a pretty underrated signing purely because the Titans just needed a bit of grit.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the Cowboys, what they did last year and what they did in their preseason. They're pretty much the grittiest team in the comp, and the Titans needed a bit of that, and they got that with Liu, and they'll continue to have that. And yeah, I think he's really good for him. And yeah, Jolliffe was fantastic last year too. So,
and yeah, I mean, you have a look through the rest of this forward pack. There's other good forwards in there, Fifita, Tino, but they're all so young and inexperienced. Having a guy like Isaac Liu is massive.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Coming from the Chooks, premierships and whatnot, played a lot of test matches. A really good get for them. Now, jersey 17 is interesting, mate. We've got our two middles there. We've got a utility. There's not really another middle in this squad that stands out to me. You've got young Haas. I probably think he's a little bit down the pecking order a little bit. I think they sort of go for a bit more of a sort of back row sort of type that can play through the middle if need be. Some names that stood out to me from their squad, Stimson, McIntyre, and Joe Vuna, who's another one that I haven't seen too much of, but one of my little spies up at the Titans has told me that he can play middle or on an edge. Personally, I'm leading to McIntyre. Yeah, I've been impressed with his footy over the last year or so. I don't think he's got a high ceiling like a Beau Firmor or a Fifita, but he's just a tough little bastard that's going to do a job off the bench there. So he'd be my pick in the 17. Matty, are you going down a similar avenue?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, I didn't know you were going to say that, but yeah, I think we pretty much agree on this whole team, which is good. There's not much contention, which is good. It shows like these players have earned their spots for next year, which is good for a team that kind of struggled.
Yeah. And I think, as you said, Matty, there's not much discussion about how this team should line up, and fuck, I hope the Titans feel the same way.
Oh, please.
If we get to round one and it's musical chairs and Titans doing rogue shit again, I'm going to be really, really disappointed, because they've got a side that can be successful. I don't know if they've got a top eight side here, but they've got a team that can be relevant. And if they have a good injury run, they can legitimately give the top eight a shake. So hopefully they just run with that side. I mentioned Carm Piera. He's a guy that I want you to watch, young speedster up there. Another one is, and I don't know if we'll see him this year, we mentioned Toby Sexton. He's a guy that's sort of fallen out of favour. Another one in the squad is young Tom Weaver, who I'm a big fan of. Similar to Tanner Boyd, similar to Toby Sexton, another Australian schoolboys halfback. I believe he's the youngest out of the three of them. He comes into the first grade squad. So, as we said, Matty, hopefully they can break that young halfback's curse. Yeah. I mean, mate, surely Kieran Foran working with these three guys, one of them's got to kick on.
It's the best thing for them. And even if let's say they don't make the finals this year, it doesn't matter long term, because Foran's there to help these guys. I think the signing of all three signings have been great, but the signing of Foran will just help them greatly. I think, as I said at the start, the Titans' recruitment this year has gone a bit under the radar. Mm. I think it's fantastic.
And, you know, obviously we were hoping that Foz plays out the entire season, as he did with the Manly Seagulls. But, mate, let's say absolute worst case scenario, if Foz gets done in round one, fuck, I think it's just going to be fantastic for those halves to have a guy like him.
Exactly, just around. Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that since Jamal Fogarty left, and I understand why they did it, I didn't agree with it, but I think last year showed just how important an experienced half is.
Yeah.
And as I said off the top, credit to the Titans. They're a franchise that has gone, you know what, we probably made a mistake here.
Yeah. Well, I mean they clearly have, because...
Yeah. And how many coaches do you see make big calls and then be stubborn about it?
Yeah.
Credit to the Titans. They've gone, well, we kind of fucked up here. Let's try and resolve this issue. Let's do the best thing by our young halves.
Also, thank God we're not sitting here saying, wow, I don't know if the Titans should have sacked Justin Holbrook this early, because there was a lot of noise about that.
Plenty of noise.
Thank God they didn't.
Yeah, I like it. So hopefully the Titans, we can see an improved year. As I said, I think their squad is so much better than last year. I think that they have resolved so many issues, but as have a lot of the other teams around them.
Yeah.
I was going to say
at the start, remember that year? Fuck, what year was it? I'm going to say 2019, maybe 2018, when there was just heaps of transfers. I think there was when Clemmer went to Newcastle. Like, there was heaps. Yeah. I think, and everyone was so pumped for the season because of all the transfers. I think it's kind of similar this year. There's a lot of high profile transfers to different clubs, but especially to clubs that went badly last year, which I think is super exciting. Especially because 2 years ago the comp was polarizing, got a bit close last year. I think this year it's going to be even better.
Going to be unreal. And you've got like the bottom eight sides, you know, Brisbane, they've brought back Reece Walsh. That changes them quite a bit for 100. Me. And then every other team outside of the Dragons, who haven't changed at all, even the Seagulls, like, they haven't made any huge, like, obviously you lose Foz, but you pretty much get Turbo back.
Yeah.
It's like getting a new fucking player. They're a new team all of a sudden again. So the bottom eight's going to be very interesting. But in saying that, mate, there's still a lot of top eight teams, Melbourne, Rooster, South Sydney, finishing fifth, sixth and seventh, that in my opinion, probably underachieved last year.
Yeah, I think Roosters and South are two teams that could push for the top four this year that didn't make it last year.
And I mean, at the end of the day, based on their form throughout the back end of the season, you could also say the Raiders underachieved as well.
The Raiders definitely underachieved. The Raiders, yeah. You know what? When I went to pick my top eight, I tried to do like one, Panthers, two, blah, 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 three, blah, blah, blah. I literally couldn't do it. I was just like, nah, this is too hard. I'm just going to do it in brackets because you just don't know it at this point because of what's happened.
That's honestly the fucked up thing. The Titans could improve out of sight and finish lower on the ladder.
I know, it's crazy.
Because all these other teams, I'm confident that probably two of these top eight teams will improve based on last year and get worse on the ladder, which is going to be.
Well, they say that if you take it by probability and what's happened in recent years, or in every year, two teams generally drop out.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it thinking, I don't know who's going to drop out. I don't even know who's going to come up. Yeah, it's great. So good.
What's the harder call to make? Who drops out or who comes up?
I think
up?
Who comes up.
Who comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. But, you know, as you know, we were shown last year, you got the Sharkies and the Cowboys who sort of came from nowhere to explode into top four teams. It can happen to any side. So fingers crossed the Titans can be one of them because credit to the Titans fans, mate. Fuck, they're loyal.
Oh, yeah.
They've been through all the shit.
And not just to rugby league, to all their sporting franchises, which just seem to come and go out of nowhere.
Come and go. Yeah. It's like when the circus comes to town.
Although, they do get to live on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, life could be worse.
Oh, how good is the
Probably Gold not Coast? Great at the moment on schoolies, but...
Yeah, except for this month.
You can wear it.
Mm.
All right, mate, Titans, where do they finish? Gun to head, where have you got them?
Hang on, let me check my thing.
13th last year with a record of 6 wins, 18 losses.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You know, I just remembered, I had him pretty low, not my lowest bracket. I had him in like the bracket above that, like around 11 to 14 to 15.
Yeah.
But now I don't know. Like, I guess a couple of injuries, they might be in a little bit of trouble. Like, they'll still be okay, but obviously, you know, they got Foran and, they got Campbell. And then if he gets injured, they might have to move one of their spine players. Like, I don't love that. I hope that even though he's a better fullback, I hope AJ just stays at six. I just hope Campbell gets not injured for the whole year. That'll just solve a lot of problems.
Okay, let me throw a hypothetical at you. Campbell and Foz play 25 games.
Yep.
Can they make the eight?
They'll be in the same conversation as the Doggies, I reckon. Yeah, like the same kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have them playing finals footy, but I think they'll be around that 11th, 12th.
Okay, I got one for you. Who's going to finish higher, Titans or Newcastle?
I'm going to say Newcastle.
Right. All right, yeah. I said Titans and Doggies the same. I've taken that back. I reckon Titans and Knights are roughly the same size. Yeah.
So you've got Canterbury ahead of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wild. Fuck, it's going to be a season, mate.
Can't wait.
It is going to be an absolute cracker.
It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long away.
It's too far away. We get the preseason cup. The Could Be Anything Cup. Cannot wait for that. I'll be keeping a very close eye on the Gold Coast Titans and their side throughout there and a couple of these young guys that are worth keeping an eye on. Thank you for joining us once again, guys. If you are on the YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all the good stuff for us. Appreciate your support as always, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.